right? The bios are there in the paper. The first thing I like to talk about is sort of the range of people that we deal with. It's often overlooked when we do training for P&Zs or zoning boards of adjustment. And I like to remind them who all is involved in this process. When it comes to the players in a ZBA matter, first think about the city staff. Usually they are the experts. They understand the city's rules, tend to know a little bit more about state law. They're interacting with the applicants, managing the file, managing the meeting, the hearing, the resources, equipment, all of those sorts of things. Definitely somebody to be kept at the forefront of your mind. There are city's consultants. Often municipalities are going to have consulting planners, maybe architects, engineers in-house or out-house, lawyers. I've seen historians, arborists, hydrologists, all of those folks tend to come into the equation at some point, depending on what kind of community you have and what sort of projects you're working on. There's the P&Z, the Planning and Zoning Commission, is a body that helps the city council write the laws and sometimes implement the laws. So they're quasi-legislative, quasi-administrative, certainly a group that gathers lots of public opinion, and they tend to help decide what the rules in any given community should be. Versus the ZBA, the Board of Adjustment, they are not setting the rules. They're not planning the vision for the community. Instead, they are deciding whether or not the rules are being interpreted correctly as applied to a particular piece of property, or if they're being applied fairly given unique characteristics of that property. Keep in mind the City Council. They're the ones that are elected. Sometimes there's an appointed member, but mostly elected to make the big decisions on what the community should and should not look like. A ZBA should be trying to give effect to those decisions made by the City Council, not consistently undermining the City Council's choices. Being a lawyer, I always advise clients to think about the courts. We often hope not to have to deal with them, but occasionally we have to, including in ZBA's context. There are occasions where a zoning board of adjustment will approve a variance on a Wednesday night, only to be sued the next day when the city council finds out. I've heard that when a city sues itself, it's very easy to settle that matter. Haven't had to go through that myself, but you definitely want to keep the courts in mind because ZBA is a quasi-legislative body, quasi-judicial body, and the next step is going to be the courthouse for those aggrieved parties. We always have to deal with utilities in the land use context, whether it's the city's utilities, a municipally owned utility, an investor-owned utility, a co-op, or whatnot. And then all those other agencies that are affected by what we do, the county, the state, the U.S. government, perhaps the school district, other special districts in your area. On the other side of the table, on the private side, the players include the property owners, the developers who may want to plat the land or get certain entitlements in place but are not actually going to be constructing on the property beyond infrastructure, water, sewer, roads, drainage, sidewalks, those sorts of things. There are the builders, and a project may have multiple builders, particularly if you're dealing with single-family residential projects. There are the realtors that come before ZBA, often advocating on someone's behalf for or against a variance. We absolutely get to deal with the neighbors, organized or not, neighborhood associations. Something as simple as a height variance can definitely get the neighbors to come out arguing to preserve the view they thought they had when they were looking across what they thought was a vacant lot or permanent open space of some sort, and now a multi-level structure is going to be built there. There are competitors. Often I've seen the protestants at a zoning board of adjustment meeting really are those that are building a competing subdivision across the highway. And they're all competing for those future homeowners, those future builders. Certainly no shortage of special interest groups, homeowners associations, POAs, chambers of commerce, preservationists, historic preservation, and of course, in many areas of the state, including Austin, we have environmentalists that will often show up to speak against some sort of variance they think is adverse to the community. And all those private sector providers also have architects, engineers, planners, and attorneys of their own. And we tend to see all of those at one point or another at a ZBA hearing. What is the role of staff? Staff identifies the needs of the community, the needs of the organization, what are the challenges and the opportunities. They help facilitate broad input and they seek feedback. In most of my cities that I work for, city staff is a number one source of specialized guidance, professionalism. You've got your city planners, your engineers, your city managers. City staff tends to make recommendations or give advice to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. For sure, they help guide the process. They arrange when the meeting is going to occur, or the proper public notice is posted. Do you have the right equipment? Is there going to be PowerPoint? Is there a projector? Are we recording this? Who's tending to the recording? Those always seem to be staff functions, whether it's clerical or managerial. Good staff can help coach a ZBA on how to go about the process. It can be somewhat intimidating for some folks to sit as judge and jury over their neighbor's projects. Staff definitely implements the will of ZBA, and they sort of monitor the process as it goes forward.